Ladies and gentlemen, that soothing sound was a real sugar Mountain Dew. They did not sponsor today's podcast, but if they would like to, please do so, because I really want someone to sponsor our podcast or our main channel. And Brodo's already just drinking his Mountain Dew right by the camera. Anyway, today's podcast is a interesting podcast. I like it. Today we're actually dedicating it to a friend that passed away 2 weeks ago. I actually was going to do this podcast with him from the upside. Jared did pass away, super sad.
Oh yeah, you were gonna do this one with him.
Yeah, I was. And then I made this list, and then like BDR, I talked to BDR, and I'm like, hey, we should do this to honor Jared. So today we are going to be doing our top 20 restaurants that we prefer. BDR is geeking about his new phone case, but today, top 20 restaurants that we like, and they're kind of local around us, per se. And then part two of this will
Well, they're
be,
in the state.
they're in the state, but part two will be like out of state, out of country for all those who've gone out of country. So let's get right into the podcast. All right, we are here ready to read off our 20 restaurants. So we're going to be starting from the 20th restaurant. BDR will be kicking us off. We'll be saying the restaurant and why we like it, and for the lower restaurants, we'll be saying why it's super low because there's experiences and stuff. So BDR,
I
we're going
forgot
to,
one.
yeah. Oh, you did?
I'm going to have an honorary mention.
Yeah, I have a couple honorary mentions. We'll do those after we do our list. Like, we'll do our list and do honorary mentions. And then again, this podcast is dedicated to the upside. Make sure you guys go check out the upside. The 17 episodes, I believe, that are out are really good episodes. So make sure you go check that out. And without further ado, BDR, are you ready to read off your 20th restaurant?
Yes.
All right. We'll turn the time over to you.
Well, for those of you that don't know, it's Little Caesars.
Okay. I didn't even think of that, okay?
It's so bad.
Little Caesars. Okay, there's one good thing about Little Caesars.
Hit me.
The crazy bread.
The crazy bread's delicious. The reason why I put it in 20th was because it's too greasy. In my family, we call it Little Greasers
I agree.
because their pizza is basically pizza crust, some pizza sauce, some cheese,
And
some
grease.
pepperoni, and grease.
I feel,
and you just taste grease.
yeah, I feel like on the main channel we gotta do a pizza tasting contest.
And exclude
Little
Little Greasers.
greasers. All right, so are you ready for my 20th? I'm
Yeah.
probably gonna be pissed at my 20th. Ready? Lorena's.
I'm actually not.
Because, okay,
I didn't even think of
Lorena's is
Lorena's.
kind of a local restaurant. I personally, they're okay, they're Mexican food and the right restaurant, and I do like Mexican food, so does BDR. Lorena's is good, but I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Their food is just isn't my favorite. Like, I would really prefer to go to like Chubby's or something, because Chubby's is some prime food. I'm not going to lie right there. And then there are better Mexican restaurants. Like the best Mexican restaurant I've been to, which we gotta take your family up to or go up as like families.
Johnny Rocket.
It's not Mexican. We'll
Oh,
tell you that story at the end of the
I didn't know we
podcast.
were talking about Mexican
We
stuff.
are. But it's up in Park City by the Alpine Slide. And oh my gosh, I sent BDR a picture of my food.
Oh, that picture?
Yeah, that picture.
That New York pizza place?
No, that's a
No.
different one.
Oh,
But
that's a different
anyway,
one.
so that 20th is Lorena's. If you live in this area, you'll know about it. If you don't, look it up on Google. So BDR, what is your 19th?
McDonald's.
Okay, why did you put it so low?
I mean, I could have put it higher, but actually, one moment. I need to reorganize this. I'm changing McDonald's from 19th and I'm putting it up a little higher. I'm putting Del Taco
19th.
in 19th.
Not Taco Time.
No, Taco Time is great. Their employees are very nice.
Yeah. Taco times actually. Anyway, let's
Yeah.
get back to McDonald's. Get back to your 19th.
Del Taco.
Why?
Because I just feel. Now, I don't go very often, but whenever
Yeah,
I've
I don't.
gone, they've either had a really good day where the food's delicious, or a
Can I
really
put it
bad
on
day
here?
where the
Okay,
food's
it's not too bad.
nasty. And I've had a lot more bad days with them than I have good days.
I go there with my grandparents after, like, when they pick me up from work or something. And I get their burritos, like their carne asada burritos.
Those are usually pretty good.
Those are usually pretty good. So you ready for my 19th? The ironic thing is they're right next to each other. Is IHOP.
Okay. Why IHOP?
Well, okay, the IHOP is good. Don't get me wrong. Food's really good. But I feel like there are better breakfast places, like Black Bear Diner. It's prime time. It's better. My opinion on IHOP's good. To me, their best thing is probably their hot chocolate. Their hot chocolate's pretty good.
I haven't had their actual hot chocolate, but 2 years ago, when they were doing their Christmas special thing.
Yeah.
Because the new Grinch movie had just come out. Remember that?
Yeah.
They were doing a Grinch special where you could get, like, 5 pancakes, some hot chocolate, some green eggs, like a bunch of food.
Green eggs and ham, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my grandma took me to that, and we had the Grinch chocolate.
Okay.
It was all right.
It was all right, yeah.
It wasn't very chocolatey. It tasted like hot milk.
Yes.
With, like, and they had, like, taken a, like, chocolate bar, like, let's say a Hershey's bar.
All right.
Crushed it up into little flakes and just mixed it in.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
It was very interesting.
See, their normal hot chocolate's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I actually do like their normal hot chocolate. Their food's pretty good. It's not bad food. A lot of these restaurants on here, I don't know. I feel like they could interchange depending on my mood and the day.
Yeah, that's how, like, a lot of mine are.
Because I know, I don't know, like a couple months ago, we would always go to like, I don't know, we'd always go to like McDonald's.
Yeah.
During the summer, I just pick something up from McDonald's, right? I'm like, you know, I just want a taco, because it just really depends on what your mood is. But again, I don't hate IHOP. It's just, it's not my favorite. So, BDR, what is your 18th?
One moment.
Por favor.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
18th is now McDonald's.
All right. Okay, I could see that.
You see what I did there? I just flipped them.
See, yeah.
Well, McDonald's is there because, again, greasy. Very greasy.
Very good.
But very good grease. They've got some really good french fries.
They do.
I'm not going to lie. The french fries are...
When they're fresh. Okay, I have to say
if they're not fresh, then it all goes downhill very quickly. Yeah.
I do have to interrupt here. Do you remember when we did the Beast Burger video back in February?
Yeah.
Was that this year or was that last year?
That was last year. I think. Hold it up.
Pull it up. Anyway. Okay. Of course.
My phone will work.
Yeah. So we did that, right?
Yeah.
And
that was a fun one.
It was this year because it was season 2. Because season 1 wasn't that great.
No, I think it was last year.
Maybe. Anyway.
We've got 75 subs.
That's good. Yes. Please subscribe to the main channel. Anyway, around McDonald's, the food wasn't fresh. Where how it should be. We ordered a quarter pounder deluxe, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Because I know I DoorDash Beast Burger and got McDonald's, and then you went down and got Burger King.
Yeah.
I want to do a part 2 to that. That would be very fun.
That would be very fun.
So any final comments on McDonald's?
Uh-uh.
All right. My 18th is Wendy's.
Really?
So Wendy's is good.
I didn't even put Wendy's in.
Yeah. See, Wendy's is good. It's just not my favorite. Again, it's with IHOP. It depends on my day.
It was season two, 9 months ago.
See, the Frosties are good, but now they don't include them with meals or anything.
Well, you can ask in a 4-for-4. You can ask for a Frosty.
Well, in a 4-for-4, but in a normal meal, they don't do it anymore. It sucks.
Which kind of sucks.
They're good. Their burgers are good. I just don't get square patties. Bro, who put square patties?
Wendy's.
Their fries are pretty good. I have to admit, McDonald's are better tasting.
Yes.
But Wendy's are better for better actual fry. The food is good, not the best. It could be fresher, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if it's just the Wendy's by our house, but I feel like it could be fresher.
Yeah, it definitely could be much fresher.
So, I mean, Wendy's is good, don't get me wrong. I love Wendy's. Wendy's is really good, depending on the day. So, all right, 17th, or any final comments on Wendy's?
No.
All right, what's your 17th?
You're going to hate me for this.
Uh-oh.
Taco Bell.
Why?
It again, it's got good and bad days. But I also eat a lot of Taco Bell.
That's true. Your family does eat a lot of Taco Bell.
Especially during the summer when I went to work with my dad.
Yeah.
Because we had a Taco Bell right around the corner. So we went, like, almost every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Taco Bell is really good. Where did I put that? Did I not put it on here? Hold up, just a second.
But...
Hold up, did I not put it on
it
here?
It doesn't have the best of flavor, either.
It doesn't. Okay, I didn't even put it on my list. It's
not flavorful. And I don't know about the listeners out there, but... Or you.
Yeah.
But flavor is a big factor.
It is. I have to say, Del Taco does have a better flavor.
Yes.
And that was your 17th, right? Correct?
Yes.
So my 17th was Del Taco. It's good. I've never been to Taco Time.
You haven't?
No. Well, I've been in the store because the last day of school we won't walk down there, right?
Yeah.
But I've never actually had their food in like 5 years.
So we got
to do a comparison video. Disgrace. That's another comparison video. But I do have to say, Del Taco does have a better flavor than Taco Bell. Sorry. Yeah. But I do have to say, Taco Bell's Baja Blast is what is saving them right now, for me, personally. Really? Have you not had their Baja Blast? You took one from my fruit room the other day.
I did. I love Baja Blast.
Baja Blast. And then, their cinnamon twists are good when they're fresh. I do have to say that. I usually just get a hard shell taco from there and go there for the Baja Blast is really what I do. But anyway, back to Del Taco. They're the really... reason that I like their tacos are good too. I've had their tacos, but their favorite thing from them is probably their burritos. I do have to say their burritos are really good, where you get the rice, beans, meat, and guacamole. So good. That's all my thoughts on Del Taco. Well, I don't think Del Taco's is a good restaurant all around. But the ones above I do like better. I'm just going to say that now. The ones above I really do like better. BDR, what is your 16th?
My 16th is Taco Time.
All right, that's interesting. Oh, I get it. Okay, anyway, continue.
I probably should have put it a little higher.
Yeah, same with one of mine, but...
But you'll understand why as we get further why I put it so low.
Yeah, I can see.
The employees are great.
At Taco Time. Employees are great. But one of the greatest employees is leaving to come work with me. So.
Really?
She's going to come over to Crumble.
Caitlin?
No.
No?
No, it's not.
She is?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Anyway,
ooh.
What about Taco Time?
Their food lacks in some aspects.
It does. I'm supposed to say that right now.
Now, Samantha, Caitlin, Andrew, any of you guys that work there, sorry, please don't come...
banging on our studio door.
Yeah, please don't.
Because we actually have a real studio now.
I can't even English today. You can vocally...
Vocally, verbally.
You can vocally and verbally dislike me. I don't care.
Yeah, guys.
This is my opinion. You can verbally hate me.
But this is, but please this don't is an opinion-based podcast. Yeah, no
please
fists.
Don't. Please no fists.
Yeah, Taco Time's good. Then again, I've never been there in the last, like, 5 years. So...
That's sad.
Taco Time? After a podcast?
I'm down. Except I just ate.
Yeah, I don't know. You could still come up, though.
I would.
All right.
What is yours?
KFC. I wanted to put it higher because of Jared.
Yeah.
But, you know, I couldn't. I like these restaurants better. I do have to say... KFC, their food is good. This is mainly because I'm not a giant fried chicken fan. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. I like fried chicken, but... I mean, their fried chicken is good. So is my mom's. I personally am just not a big fried chicken fan.
Yeah.
In general. I don't know about you. But their food is good. Like yesterday at the lunch after Jared's funeral, they brought in the KFC chicken sticks. And those are right. Their chicken sticks are good. Their sandwiches are good, but their fried chicken isn't my favorite. Their potatoes are good. And I don't like coleslaw. And I know that's really kind of what they're known for, is their coleslaw. But anyway, I don't know. KFC's good, but it's not my favorite. The ones above are definitely going to be way better.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't know about you guys, but my number 10 is interesting. In per se, if you call it a restaurant.
But my 10's very interesting as well.
What is your 15th?
Oh, my 15th.
Yes.
You ready for this? It's Joy Lug.
All right. I can see that. All right.
The reason I put Joy Lug in 15th, again, their employees are awesome. Very nice people. Just a little hard to understand with their accents a little bit.
That's facts.
And you just never know if you'll get good food or bad food, or if you'll miss something, if they missed something in your order, or pronounce your name wrong.
Yes. So that was your 15th, correct?
I don't know.
I think it was. See, I've never been to Joy Luck either.
You live under a rock.
No, I've been to a lot of cool places that you haven't.
Good point. But you live under a rock if you haven't been to Taco Time or Joy Luck.
That's facts. So, my 15 is Burger King. My 15 is Burger King. BDR actually just had Burger King.
Oh, it was so good.
It's good, but it's a lot. In my opinion, even the Whopper to me is just a lot of food.
Oh, man.
Even the Junior Whopper, it's a good portion, but...
My Whopper was, like, huge today. Yeah. And then I got some small fries with it.
You can't eat the fries if you eat the Whopper. It's hard.
I barely made it through my fries.
All right.
On the way home.
On the way home. I like that added measure. I don't know. 15, Burger King is really good. I don't know if it's just me, like I've said, but their food is just a lot.
Yeah.
Good food.
Like Black Bear Diner. Big portions, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it's Black Bear Diner.
On a good day.
Black Bear Diner, it's worth it any day.
Yeah.
Burger King, it depends.
Burger King depends.
I actually want Burger King right now. So it's my 15... That's Burger King. Food is good. Their fries are good. I'm not going to lie. Their fries are very good. BDR's got to come back over to the desk because he's got to read off his number 14. And I wish I could put my 14 higher, but we'll get to that after.
I think my 14th I put in the wrong place.
What's your 14th?
Oh, no. 14th is in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
Panda Express.
Why? Because we had it for breakfast.
I have just had so much Panda Express over the years.
That's true.
That it's kind of stopped being as good.
Yeah, like the second time I've ever had Panda Express was when we flew back from Washington, D.C. Yeah, I'm going to tell that story really quick if you guys haven't seen the Washington, D.C. videos, those are good videos. Make sure you go check them out. So they're anywhere from
15... Especially watch the Mount Vernon. That's the best video ever.
Yes, it is.
Partially because it was my birthday.
Yes,
my birthday.
We're planning something for his birthday. Anyway, we're flying back, and literally, of course, they're 2 hours ahead of... Behind, because California's ahead. Yeah, No, they're 2 hours ahead. That's right. So back there in 2 hours ahead, we were at we were at the airport to get some food and everything. And
it was like Colorado.
No. We were back in Washington. We were still back in Washington.
Yeah, we were in D.C.
Still back in Virginia. And getting food before our flight took off. And literally no restaurants were open or nothing sounded good. I found it ironic how no breakfast places were open. Like no Einstein was open. I really wanted an Einstein bagel, but I couldn't find one. I mean, I love Einstein.
Same, but it was like...
Or the line was super long. I can't remember.
The line was long.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to stay open.
The only restaurant that actually sounded good to us was Panda Express. So we ate Panda Express at 8 in the morning, but our time at 6 in the morning.
Yep.
That's how you live, being a YouTuber and podcaster. You ate Panda Express at 8 in the morning.
It was pretty good.
I think that picture actually made it into the video.
It was pretty good.
I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty good.
It was some of the best Panda Express I've had.
Because mainly it's on the East Coast is why. But that's just it. So that was your 14. My 14 is Chuck-O-Rama, which is fair to me. For the reason of their food is good, but it gets old.
I've only ever been there once.
See, when you're coming back from my rafting trip, a guy, the leader of the group, bought Chuck-O-Rama for everyone, so rip our budget. But their food is good. I wish I could put it higher, mainly for the memories you get there.
Yeah.
Especially for me, because memories are key. Like, I remember the last time I went to KFC was with Jared, and we had a great time. Then we went back to... We went back to a different friend's house, right? We watched Insidious, which is a good movie, by the way. It's a decent movie. Horror movie, so if you don't like horror, don't watch it. KFC's... Oh, like, why don't I keep saying KFC? Chuck-O-Rama is... Food is good. It does depend on the night. If it's seafood night, it's not my favorite night. My favorite night is probably the Italian night, or pasta night, or whatever, because I'm a huge Italian, or Mexican night. Those are my top two. But overall, they're good, but memories are better. So, what is your 13th?
13th? Now, you may or may not have been to my 13th or 12th, because they're up north. Actually, I think they're over the border.
All right, continue.
Into Idaho.
All right.
But it's LeBeau's.
Why did I forget about LeBeau's? Dude. LeBeau's is so good.
LeBeau's could have made it higher.
It could have made it higher.
But you'll understand why. Sorry. It made it
just some 13. Quick background. You know, Bear Lake's a public place.
Oh, man.
Millions of people go there. But most popular restaurant there is LeBeau's. And oh, my gosh.
LeBeau's
their
is
shakes
so
and their food and their fries and just even the customer service is just... All right. Continue, my friend.
You basically said everything I was going to say.
We need to go up to Bear Lake for video.
We do.
Rent a cabin, Airbnb overnight, you know? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's my 13th. Is LeBeau's.
Dude, I have a lot... Okay, so keep in mind, we'll do this after the 20 restaurants, but our honorable mentions didn't make it on the list because they were better than what we had on the list, in my opinion. So, my 13th was McDonald's, because I do like McDonald's, because every time I personally had it, it's been fresh. Except for the one time I DoorDashed it, and they forgot to give me a straw.
Yep.
But McDonald's is good when it's fresh. That's the key. If it's not fresh, it's literally 21st place. Because it's not good if it's fresh. You can't reheat McDonald's. Their fries, maybe. But their burgers...
You can reheat their fries pretty well.
And their chicken. But their burgers, you cannot reheat at all. We got to try the McRib, because it's out. We should go try it.
The McRib's all right.
It's all right, but I've never had it, so...
You haven't?
No. So that's my 13th. McDonald's. Food is good when it's fresh. I like the memories there again. Just going there. I remember we went... You weren't there that one night when I went hanging out. I went to saw Venom with some friends, and we went to McDonald's and went bowling and blah, 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 blah.
I was there.
You weren't there for Venom, but yeah, you were there the first time we went bowling. Yeah.
That was a good night.
Bowling stereotypes. Big brain.
Big brain. Do it like Friday or Saturday night.
Yo. Like it'd be too busy.
The Thunderbolt.
Maybe I'd say preferably through the week when no one's there. Then we have the place to ourselves. Anyway.
Go tonight.
13th, it's McDonald's when it's fresh. And BDR, what's your 12th?
Again, it's over the border. Up by Bear Lake again. Zips.
I've never
LeBeau's neighbor.
I've never heard of Zips.
Oh, you haven't? They're basically the exact same thing.
Probably just two rival families trying to get at
it
each
is.
Other.
Yeah, it is. But okay, maybe, I went up there I went up there to Bear Lake for a trip, a week trip with some buddies.
All right.
But we had this genius idea.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like probably eight of us. Mm-hmm. 8 or 9 of us. Well, some of us wanted Zips. Some wanted LeBeau's. So what we did was get shakes from Zips.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got shakes from LeBeau's. Because their shakes are so much better. And then I got a pastrami burger from LeBeau's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked next door to Zips. holding our shakes. Like, literally, now I know you viewers can't see, but the VC can. We held our shakes like this, mm-hmm. with the name. Hi. And we ordered. Holding our shakes up so they could see that we were just next door. And I think they gave us a discount. Because it would have been like $80 for all of us. It was only like 60.
Yeah. They're like, dang, we lost. Rip. R.I.P. Again, all my honorable mentions, in my opinion, for me, are better than what I have on my list.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Okay.
Some are.
My 12th is Subway.
Really?
Yes. See, I personally, I love the chicken bacon ranch melt.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite sandwiches.
What about the turkey with olive?
What was that from?
Jared. That's his sandwich.
Oh, yeah, Jared's sandwich.
The turkey and olive.
He's like smothered, so it looked like an asphalt road.
Yeah.
Anyway, Subway is good. I don't think you can go wrong on a sandwich.
No.
Unless they're like, they put 3 olives and 1 piece of ranch, or 1 little dip of ranch, and you're like, can I get a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
But of course, they were newbies when I ordered last time, so.
Yeah.
Subway's good, like the sandwiches, but my 11th place is truly Muchacha Restaurant, but I'm not a big fan of the food. So what's your 11th?
Neaters.
I forgot Neaters. How, why?
You know, Neaters has some great, like, brownies.
Yeah.
I love their brownies.
Their food is good.
It's so good.
What do I usually get when I go there?
You wanted the chocolate mousse last time we went.
Oh, we got the chocolate mousse. Yeah. Or no, I wanted the strawberry cheesecake. Shortcakes, cheesecake stuff.
But no, you wanted the chocolate mousse, but they didn't have it.
No, it was the other way around.
Yeah, it was the other way around. My bad.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Neaters is really good.
Neaters is really good.
But there's better.
Yeah.
There's definitely better.
That's why I put them in the bottom 20.
All right.
Even though they're right on the verge.
Yeah, bottom 10.
But
I don't know. See, my 11th, it's hard to say because I really like their food and I really wanted to put it in like 4th place or something. Hey, go get your head back over there. I really
put that on?
I really wanted to put it higher.
Ew.
But Empire Chinese. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Do you like it? You don't like it?
On opening night.
Oh.
Excuse me. Yeah, we went on like opening night. No, they had been open for 3 days. It was not good.
It's really good. Mainly because we know Kathy. And she's the one that started the restaurant. But we don't talk about that. And I really wish I could put it in, like, 5th or 6th, because I really like their food. But I'm not a huge fan of Chinese. I don't know about you, but
I like Chinese.
I like Chinese, but I like Italian. Italian is my favorite out of all the foods.
Yeah, and you have to be in the right mood.
You do have to be in the right mood, because every now and then they'll be like, oh, let's get Kathy's or something. And it's not my favorite, you know? I'm not a big fan of Chinese, it's why. But now we are into our top 10, and my 10, I love my 10. I could have put it higher, but I didn't. So what's your 10?
Oh, this should have been put higher. Pace's Darianne.
Oh, I forgot about Pace's.
So, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why did I put on all the restaurants you forgot about?
Mainly because I made this list in English, and I didn't have the brain power to think.
See, I made my list this morning.
Yeah.
At, like, 10 o'clock, while I was sitting there doing some arithmetic. For those of you that are like my little brother, who don't know what arithmetic is,
it's math.
It's math. Mm-hmm. You've got your reading, your writing, and your arithmetic.
And your arithmetic. So, yeah, 10th, Pace's Darianne is good. Their ice cream is better than their actual food.
Yeah.
And now they sell footlong tacos.
They do?
I think they do.
I like their footlong hot dogs.
I never had them.
Except I can only down about half of it before I get sick.
Yeah.
So I just saved the
See, other Paces half is probably one of my secondary mentions. So my honorary mentions are my really favorite restaurants. My secondary mentions are like, I don't know, Paces and stuff like that.
They're all right, but Paces had better.
My restaurant is actually on 500 West. 500 East too. All right, you ready for my 10?
Yeah.
The Costco food court.
Actually?
Yo, their food is so good.
It is, but...
Their pizza is so good. And their hot dogs, so... Their hot dogs are really good.
Their hot dogs
are good. And now that they got... I was going to put it in, like, 15th when I made the list, but then they got their churros back in.
They've got churros back in?
No, they've had them for, like, 3 months.
I didn't know that.
And or their fruit smoothies. Like, my perfect lunch from them is a hot dog, pizza, if I feel like it, but a hot dog, berry smoothie, and a churro. Best lunch right there.
Sounds really good.
Really good. I'm not going to drive to Costco because I don't think they're DoorDash from Costco. They don't.
Why would they?
I don't know. That's my 10th. Costco, really good food.
I mean, you could pay me and I would go pick it up for you.
Costco is also 10th because of their samples. I count that as a restaurant.
Their sandals?
Samples. food samples.
And because of their sandals.
Oh, yeah, their sandals are prime. Okay.
Their samples are pretty good, though.
Pretty good. So my 10th, Costco, pretty good food. I just love it. Their food's really good.
Yeah.
What's your 9th?
My 9th is Subway.
Okay. I would have expected you to put it lower, but okay.
Because I honestly haven't been to Subway a whole lot. But every time I've been there, it's just been unbeatable, basically.
Yeah.
It's been so good. And I don't know. I just like their sandwiches. Like,
that's facts.
Their customer service could use a little bit of work, depending on which location.
Yeah.
Like, I went on a trip with some friends forever ago. Like, this was 3 years ago, probably, when we first moved in up here.
All right.
And we were going down south to St. George. Actually, it was Moab.
Mm.
And I forgot to pack a lunch, so did everyone else I was carpooling with.
All right.
So we went and stopped at Subway.
All right, sounds good.
This dude just was so mean.
Yeah. Subway's either you get really good employees or really bad.
Yeah, but I also had to give him some credit because it was like a Monday morning.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. That's facts. Subway's really good. What's your favorite sandwich?
You know, it's been too long.
We should go sometime.
We do.
All right.
But I like their meatball sub. Yeah,
their meatball sub. Oh, their meatball sub's really good, I have to admit. Yeah. My 9th, I don't know if you put this one on your list, is Mod Pizza.
I did not.
Bro.
For the reason.
Honorary mention?
No.
No. All right.
I just don't feel like it's worth the money.
Okay.
It's good,
I disagree with you there.
But every time I've gone, they've burned my pizza.
It's cooked in a brick oven.
You can still burn it. And my pizza's been burned every time.
All right. I really like their Mad Dog. Their Mad Dog pizza. And I personally like my crust a little burnt. If it's a fire, brick oven pizza. If it's like a Little Caesars pizza that's burnt, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
But Mod Pizza, it's really good.
I'd actually prefer
Caesars
if it was burnt.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because it's a thicker crust.
Because it's a thicker crust. And sometimes, you know, they undercook it. So then you've got flabby piece of pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't like my flabby pizzas. I don't like my pizzas to do this.
No. All right, what is your 8th?
My 8th? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I don't think you are.
Okay, what is it?
Papa Murphy's.
Dude, what? That's an honorary mention for me, actually. Their food is so good.
It is.
The pizza really is prime time.
The only reason I put it in 8th and not higher is because you have to cook it.
You're lazy, bro. All you can literally throw it in the oven for 20 minutes and then go play Minecraft or watch a show for the 20 minutes. And then you come out and eat a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I have to admit, Papa Murphy's is really good.
That's the only reason it's an 8th. Everything else is great. But I just don't like having to cook it myself.
Their cookie dough that you can buy and just eat?
That's why I put it so high, is because of the cookie dough.
Their cheesy breadsticks are pretty good. They're not the best.
Yeah. They're pretty good. And the customer service is always...
good.
Always good.
Yeah, really good. Okay, you ready for my 8th?
No.
Apollo.
Really?
Yeah, did you put that on here?
I did.
All right.
All right. But we haven't gotten to it yet.
All right. Apollo. 8th is, it's really good. I love their food. But this, okay. Actually, we're going to switch my 8 and 4 really quick.
Really?
So, actually, my new number 8 is Dairy Queen.
Oh, that's an honorary mention.
Dairy Queen's really good, but there's a lot better than Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Like, my top, like, there's, anyway. So my 8th, my new 8th is Dairy Queen. Their food is really good. Like, we went after the funeral viewing. Was it after the viewing or the funeral?
Dairy Queen?
Yeah, viewing.
The viewing.
Yeah, so we went after the viewing. Food really good. I got their chicken. You can never go wrong with their chicken. I got to go back because they have an A1 steak sauce burger right now. My dad said it was pretty good.
It looked good.
It looked good.
You know, our dads should go on a mandate, if that's what it's called now, and go get those.
Yeah. All right, so my 8 is Dairy Queen. Their ice cream's good, but it's a lot. Uh-huh. Like, same with Nelson's. I love their concretes, but I wish they came in smaller sizes. Because that's a lot of ice cream, especially how condensed it is.
It's so good, though.
It's I'm not saying it's bad. Nelson's is an honorable mention, for sure.
Yeah.
So what is your 7th?
My 7th.
Apollo.
No.
What?
Papa John's.
Papa John's is not my favorite. It'd be like my 12th place.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't have to cook it myself.
But you have to drive and pick it up sometimes.
Yes. But, I mean, it beats Domino's.
No, it doesn't.
Actually.
No.
No, there's no way.
Domino's is really good.
Uh-huh.
So Papa John's, really good. I remember when we went on that one, like, 5-hour drive after that one bike show or whatever. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We got Papa John's and we watched half a movie or whatever. Really, I liked it. It's probably the first time I've had Papa John's in, like, 7 years. Honestly. Pizza Hut's better. Yeah. Anyway, Papa John's is good. My 7th.
I've never had it.
My 7th, we're doing a video on this one, is Cafe Rio.
Oh, yeah.
Cafe Rio is bomb. Better than Costa Vida. Don't judge me. We're going to be doing a comparison video to see which one's better. And to me, they actually kind of taste the same, but I do like Cafe Rio better. That's just me. Their food is really good. But the restaurants above it are so much better. That I just can't put it higher, if that makes sense. Cafe Rio is really good. That comparison video will most likely be filmed very, very soon. I imagine, because it's one of the videos we want to get done. So, really good. Cafe Rio is really, really good. What's your 6th?
We're getting into the goods.
All right, yeah, we are.
The goodies.
What's your 6th?
Burger King.
Why is that so high?
I don't know. It might be because I was missing my sixth spot. And then I was asked if I wanted to go to lunch with my grandparents. And they're like, how about Burger King? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm missing that.
Yeah.
So I just stuck it in 6th because I had an open spot.
All right. Question. So if you were to switch it with one place, what would you switch it with? Lower than it.
I'd probably put it in. Tenth.
All right, I could see that. I mean, I put mine in 15th, so I'm not too far behind. All right, my 6th.
It's worth 10th place, but not 6th.
Yeah. Okay, so my 6th place, there is way better Italian. But we'll get that. That's an honorable mention.
Zeppi's.
Zeppi's is ice cream.
but it's Italian ice cream.
Is my six is Olive Garden.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Olive Garden. I haven't been to Olive Garden for such a long time. But it's really good. I mean, last time I remember we went for my birthday, I got that platter. It's like $21, but it's the platter of three where you get the steak, the lasagna, and the noodles.
Yeah.
That's my favorite platter. And plus their dessert's pretty good too. And their unlimited breadsticks and salad.
Oh man.
That's the real reason.
I would go just for the unlimited salad and breadsticks.
That's facts. Because I mean the salad counteracts the breadsticks so you don't get too fat.
Yeah.
Unless you just eat breadsticks. But we don't talk about that. Anyway, that's my six. Their food is delicious. I dislike the other ones better per se. So I have another Italian restaurant higher than Olive Garden that is in fifth place. But we'll get to that. What's your fifth?
You might hate me for this one.
Okay.
But it's Nelson's.
Why are you walking away, bro?
Because your ceiling's got a green spot and I'm just noticing it.
Oh. Why is it Nelson's?
Nelson's is awesome.
It's good. Their food is really, really good. It's an honorable mention for me. So, I mean, they're even. So my honorable mentions will be like six restaurants, I think.
Mine's at nine.
Okay, we'll film a whole different segment because we're almost to our hour mark. We got a few minutes to our hour mark. Because that's when Anchor stops recording. But why Nelson's?
Because it's just so much better.
That's facts.
Than some of my other things.
I guess that's true. I don't know. Nelson's is good, but I like their food better than the ice cream. Well, ice cream's good. It's just condensed and it's a lot, which I'm not complaining. It's good. Yeah, you get your money worth.
It's good, and you get your money's worth.
It's just a lot. Yeah, I know. I remember when we went on the last day of school, she got the cookie dough, and it was so freaking big. I mean, I just got it like Sunday or something,
Well, you can ask for a small or a single scoop.
I guess you can. Anyway, my fifth.
That's what I get.
My fifth and sixth are not interchangeable, and they're both Italian. But my number five is Ramantino's.
Okay.
It's better than Olive Garden.
I see what you're doing.
Mainly because it's family owned. Not mainly, because it's family owned, first of all. But dude, they're like sampled breadsticks you get when you're waiting for your food. So good. And plus their lasagna, pretty much everything about that restaurant is so cool. Because I mean, I wish, okay guys, if I remember when I edit this for YouTube, I'll put a picture of the inside of the restaurant if I can find one. But it's literally like you're in an Italian villa eating dinner.
Yeah.
That is legit what it is. It's such a good restaurant. I can't lie. It's just, it has to be, it's better than Olive Garden. And, oh, that's right. I switched those ones. But, okay, I don't know. That's hard. I'm not going to edit my list anymore because it's going to confuse the viewers. But yeah, my number five is Ramantino's. Their food is amazing and their theme in their restaurant is just amazing. So, any words about Ramantino's or go ahead on to your number four?
Can I jump around a little? Because my number three is Ramantino's for everything you just said.
All right.
With that being said, I'm going to do my number four.
All right. What's your number four?
I did Apollo.
All right. See, that was my number four. So technically it's still number four, but we'll do that when it gets longer.
I did Apollo in number four. Because, well, customer service is great.
Yeah.
As you're walking around, you smell Apollo.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another honorary mention. One moment.
Is it the barbecue joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I just thought of. So, anything to add on your number four? Before I explain mine. So technically, my number four is Apollo Burger, but I don't want to put it higher. But I'll put Apollo in honorary mentions. Secondary honorary mentions.
Yeah.
But my number four is Dairy Keen. Do you not like that place?
Or no, why did...
you overlooked it, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
So Dairy Keen is up in Heber, Utah. Especially with the temple being built up there, we'll have an excuse to go up to Dairy King. I'm just saying. But their food is genuinely good. Like their bacon Swiss cheddar, bacon Swiss guacamole burger.
Delicious.
So good. Their ice cream, though, I ordered a large chocolate shake. Of course, you guys can't see this, but BDR can. The chocolate shake was the size of that.
Yeah.
And it's not actually too expensive. I mean, it's about as expensive as Nelson's, which isn't too bad. But, you know, Dairy Keen is prime time. Really good food. So, what are your thoughts on Dairy Keen?
It's great. You underlooked it.
Oh. What's your number three?
My number three is Robin Tino's.
That's right, you just said that.
You want to move on to
yours? I gotta do my three, yeah. So my three is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I overlooked it.
Okay, so I just watched on, because I was bored, right? So when I was doing something. So I watched a clip of Unspeakables, one of his videos, because I was bored, right? Yeah. One of those YouTubers you watch when you're bored.
Yeah.
James wanted lunch, right? So they go in out to Chick-fil-A, and he's like, I want 400 chicken nuggets. Guess how much it cost, Nathan?
$400.
$394 worth of Chick-fil-A.
$394?
That's more than buying everything on the menu. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But Chick-fil-A, dude, their chicken is prime. I'm not going to lie. Their chicken, to me, never has a tough in it.
Nope.
Like, you know how when you go to, like, even... Like, I get it, school food. But, like, school food, you'll have a tuff of meat or fat in there. Or tendon, yeah. or something. I don't know. Chick-fil-A just doesn't have that. And they're real meat, too.
Yeah.
And I love how their campaign is cows.
I just love it.
Yeah. And the other big booster for Chick-fil-A is their frickin' Chick-fil-A sauce.
Their Chick-fil-A sauce is the bomb.
We have some up in our fridge right now.
Why?
I don't like the big 8-ounce tub you can buy.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's my three. What's your two?
My two. Beast Burger.
Ah, that's an honorary mention for me. Because, again, they're hired for me, but I don't know about you. Why Beast Burger? I mean, it's good. Expensive, but good.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
I think we'll DoorDash it for Instagram runs our day.
It's expensive, but it's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
From the one time I had it for the video, which you guys should go watch. It's the best.
There is one part in there which I wish I could cut out. The camera person laughed for a second. No, not that.
Or, oh, I want that one.
Yeah, that part, yeah.
That part,
but yeah. Beast Burger is so good. It's a big burger. It's bigger than the Whopper, I think. Or big as a Whopper.
Yeah.
And, okay, those fries actually were good fries.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. Those fries were actually good fries. But I love it. It's not on my list, but we'll go over honorary mentions here in a few minutes. But I feel like my number two and your number two are very interchangeable. My number two is Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
It really depends on what you're in the mood for.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Texas Roadhouse is really good. Their steak... My number one is better than Texas Roadhouse, for sure. But overall, their rolls and their honey butter from Texas Roadhouse are the best.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. They're really the best. Sorry. Great food, and their salads are, like their Caesar's dressing. And yeah. I love how their croutons, you can taste the butter in their croutons.
Oh, yeah.
That's genuinely why I like their, you know, their salads. And their Caesar dressing is pretty good. Or I usually get like their 8-ounce steak with the two sides, which is really good.
Yeah.
Okay, the week I went up on my rafting trip, they spent the gift card and went over to Texas Roadhouse without me. My family did. I'm like, okay, I see how it is. But they saved me some rolls, so I forgave them. Okay, what is your number one?
Dairy Keen,
all right. It's just such a hopping restaurant.
Yeah.
Because every time you drive by...
is that the line's, like, backed up.
Yeah. Super. And, of course, it's all old ladies running it, too, which is super nice because they're super fun.
Yeah. Another reason why, besides everything you said about it, is I love how it's train-themed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the drive-thru
mm-hmm.
looks like a train track.
Uh-huh.
it, and they've got like
the model train.
The model train that goes around. Yeah.
That's genuinely amazing. My number one is Sizzler.
Oh, I overlooked it.
Honorable mention. But we went there about a month ago, I guess, for my birthday. I would say a month and a half ago. Yeah, a month and a half ago. A month and a week, actually. A month and a week, we went back there. Of course, the one by us closed, so we had to drive all the way up to Layton.
Oh my gosh.
But their service was so good. Like, they're like, upset
that they closed the one right here.
Get this in mind. We didn't order any pop, because it's expensive.
Yeah.
And the guy still, because their pop machine was broken, and the guy still gave us a $5 gift card. Because their pop machine was broken, the manager did. Which is nice. I mean, it's... Oh, but their Sizzler Classic with their steak sauce, it's hot and fresh, too. Like, it comes out on... Like, have you ever seen those fajitas where it's, like, on the skillet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Food is great. Service is great. And if you pay, it's like, I think in all, it's about $20 a person if you do the salad bar, which isn't bad, because then you have unlimited salad bar and you can get tacos.
Oh.
But then they have a dessert bar, too. So, I mean, their buffet is a huge, and all around, it's great, in general. It's just great food, great service, great buffet. Even the restaurant theme is pretty cool. And the cheese bread you get, too, before you order your food is pretty prime.
Yeah.
So now, that's all of ours. So I think now we are going to move on to our honorable mentions, which could take another 50 minutes. Who knows? We'll get right into it. All right. We are here on honorable mentions and the outro. We'll just do it all together. So let's start off with Brodo's or Richie's first honorable mention.
Like number one or my bottom?
Number one. Or bottom. Let's do bottom. Let's just do the same
thing. My bottom is Sizzler.
All right.
Because I just did them down as I thought of them.
Yeah, they weren't... That's not in an order. It's just there.
Yeah. I did Sizzler because I just flat out overlooked it.
Yeah. Much see, like my bottom other ones. My bottom one is Apollo.
Yeah.
That's good. How many do you have?
11.
All right, then I'll say 11. All right. What's your number 10?
Chick-fil-A. All
right, that's a good honorable mention. I don't know. There's a lot of good... My honorable mention in 10th place is... Or no, my 11th?
Your 10th.
10th, yeah. My 10th is Chubby's.
Okay.
Because Chubby's is really good food, but their taco salads could use more meat.
Yes.
Like, they'll short you there, but overall, it's just a great restaurant food. Your 9th?
R&R Barbecue.
I've never been there.
I went once. It was delicious. We got some brisket nachos. It was $10.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
Was it a good portion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good portion.
All right. It's not bad for $10. So, that was your night.
Lots of brisket.
All right.
Lots of meat. Lacked on chips, though.
Yes. All right. My number 9 is probably Nelson's. Because Nelson's really good food and ice cream.
It's yeah.
Just a good restaurant. Even though it has that Ma and Pa theme.
Yeah.
See, and my grandpa knows the guy's son who started it, I think. Like, not personally, but he knows who he is, right?
I'm going to apply at Nelson's.
Nice. Especially when you walk down from school and there's a Lambo there. And he revs the car for you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, your 8th.
Olive Garden.
All right. I can see that. Olive Garden's good. Breadsticks, I'm not lying. Their breadsticks are pretty bomb.
Yeah.
That's hard. I have a lot of them. I'm trying to rank them. I have to say Le Beau is number 8. Great food. It's just a fun environment, too. Cause like, yeah. Like, you get off the lake from boating or playing on the beach or whatever, and then you go get dressed back at the park or whatever, at the RV park, and then you go back and you're just like... This is a good way to end the night.
Yeah.
It's just a good way to end the night.
And everyone's so cool.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
No one cares if you look like you just rolled out of bed.
Or the lake.
Or the lake.
I remember I was up there one time, and you know the Hustler speedboats? Have you heard of those?
Yeah, yeah.
The 50-foot speedboats? There was one out there. Towed by a brand new Chevy at that time, too, so it was like a $500,000 combo.
Dang.
But, right, what is your seventh, I believe?
Yeah. Cafe Rio?
Alright, that's good, that's good. Cafe Rio's good. I have to admit, Cafe Rio's really good. I'm trying to think of a good seventh, because I have them in my head.
Just start naming them.
Oh, the burger place up in Park City.
Oh.
Buffalo Burgers.
I remember that picture.
It literally, best burger I've had. One of the best burgers I've had. All buffalo meat, 100% buffalo meat. Barbecue bacon burger. Oh, it is so good, I'm telling you right now.
Was it spicy?
No. You could have gotten a spicy burger, but I just got the barbecue bacon. And the bacon was good, too. Buns are good. Fries are good. It was pretty cool, because you have the family side, then you have the bar side. So the family side, you go in there, family eat, then go out, and then we just walk Main Street. So what's your sixth?
Starbucks hot chocolate.
Oh, right. I can very much see that.
I just had to list it.
You had to. Starbucks hot chocolate is really, really good. I don't know. I don't know if I put that as my sixth, because that's hard. You don't know what? I would probably... Ooh, that's hard. I'm going to put Crumble Cookie as my sixth.
That's another honorable mention.
That's a really good honorable mention.
Very good honorable mention.
How was the cookie last night?
It was very good.
I mean, I just got the plain chocolate chip, but...
Very boring.
Not when it's hot and fresh. And it falls apart in your mouth.
Very boring.
All right, what's your fifth?
KFC. Just for the memories.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. What was it? Oh, his family told me this story, and I'll put it in here because it's a good story. Funny story. So Jared was coming out of work, right? He had the Pathfinder, right?
Yeah.
He just bought it. And there was a bird. It's a pigeon. A pigeon was sitting on his car. And Jared's like, what do I do? And of course, his older sister is his manager, right?
Yeah.
And was like, I'm not helping you. Older sister instinct slash, like, it's a bird. I'm good.
It's a bird. It's a pigeon. It's Superman.
So Jared got in the car, went reverse, and then went forward, and it slammed on his brakes to try to get it off, right? And the bird just stood there like... And I don't know. The bird, super funny. And then finally, the guy just got a broom and shoved it off. He just went, but what is, wait, did I do my fifth? Yeah, I did. Crumble, right?
Yeah.
What's your fourth? Fourth, yeah.
Fourth, Black Bear Diner.
All right. That's probably my fourth, too. I have to admit. They have really good food.
Now's when it starts to get controversial.
Yes, very. What's your third?
Chubby's.
Why so high?
It's Chubby's.
Fair point. And you did live by Chubby's for a time.
I did. For like...
8 years.
10 years.
10 years. Okay, my number three... Dang, I have to say Joe's Crab Shack. No. Okay, we're going out of country for my number two. But my number three is Joe's Crab Shack over in Colorado. They had one down at Salt Lake, then they closed.
That's out of state.
Yeah, so...
Good point.
We're on honorable mentions right now, so...
Yeah.
But their food is so good. So good. The garlic bread you get, and their calamari, I was going to try it, but then it was all gone. It's like a seafood restaurant at Joe's Crab Shack. But you can order normal food, like pasta. And I did. Pasta, really good. But of course, it's like a bar restaurant.
Yeah.
With my uncle. It's like, it's not a bar restaurant, but really good. Of course, we had the party crowd in there with us at the same time. So, it was good food. Environment's good, unless you have a bunch of drunks around you.
Yeah.
Which we didn't. They were just kind of loud people around us. What's your number two?
Dairy Queen.
Why?
Dairy Queen.
Fair point. Dairy Queen's just good.
I just had to list it as an honorable mention.
True. Okay, you're going to hate me for my number two. It's out of country. Paco's Tacos.
Paco's Tacos.
Down in the Royal Caribbean Resort down in Cancun, Mexico.
I knew it. I knew you were going to bring up Cancun. We cannot have a conversation about food without you mentioning Cancun.
Paco's Tacos.
Or Paco's Tacos.
Okay,
I'm going to have three more.
Or your tour guide that your grandma was hitting on. No, your grandpa was hitting on your tour guide.
No?
What?
Okay, we'll talk about that off podcast. But I'm going to do three more honorable mentions because I just thought of another restaurant. So technically, my three, I guess you could call it, my new three is Paco's Tacos. Really good tacos. What's your number one? What's your number one?
Hungry Hawaiian.
Oh, dang. I forgot about that. Hungry Hawaiian is really good. Why are you going under the table?
I thought it chips up.
Oh. Hungry Hawaiian's really good. I'm not going to lie. Their mac salad, though.
So good.
Their guava cake. Have you had their guava cake?
No.
So good. Okay, my number two is the resort restaurant down in Cancun. The Royal Burger, so good. Especially when you're sitting up on the terrace and you're like, chilling back on your beach chair and you're just eating a burger with some chips and salsa as well. Yes, yes, I love it. Anyway, and then my number one, you could probably go too, but your parents probably wouldn't take you because it's super expensive.
What?
Pizza and Noodle Company on Main Street up in Park City. So good, but a bowl of little noodles, like a decent bowl of noodles. I don't know. How do I describe this?
You don't.
It's a decent bowl. I'd say about maybe 6 inches in diameter is like $18. Really good. Of course, everything's homemade though. So everything's homemade. And they're noodles, but their sauce hits different. Their white sauce is so good. And to end up the podcast, what is your favorite drink place?
Drink place? It's going to get real controversial.
Yes, it is.
We both shifted in our chairs.
Yeah.
Holy.
What's yours?
I like Fizz.
Out. Doors right there. Other doors right there. Stairs right there. Back doors right there.
But you can't go wrong with a good...
No, you can't. Swigs is better.
You can't go wrong with it.
You can't go wrong with either.
No.
I really like... I like Fizz.
I like Fizz more because it's closer.
I guess because there's one right there.
Right there. Right there.
Swigs is really good. But the really... One of the reasons I like the Fizz is the Barry Bingham. Their drink. If you haven't had it, they're a YouTube family from Utah, actually. They just hit 1 million subscribers like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
But they to celebrate that, they made a drink with Fizz that you could go in and get. But I have to say, I do like my drinks from Swigs. But again, we might do another podcast on dessert restaurants in general. I don't know.
Have to go out eat any more restaurants from dessert. More desserts from restaurants.
Well, BDR, do you have any last comments for viewers of the podcast or anything?
No, except you should go subscribe to our channel.
And the channel.
And the channel.
Podcast and
the
man.
The podcast and the man.
Because
go hit up the upside.
Yes, please go hit up the upside. But I do have to say, our only Christmas gift we're asking for this year is 100 subscribers.
Oh, yeah. We're at 75.
We really only need 25. We need
25 more.
That's not hard, especially with the content we're going to start. Just try to do. But without further ado, that's going to be it.
I think that's it.
That's going to round us up for this podcast. But guys, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. And I know it's about 1 hour and 2 minutes. Not as long as some of them that are like 6 hours long. You're like, nope, I'm good.
Our first one.
The
Marvel
like,
vs. DC.
You were like, yo, this is going to be easy peasy. 30 minutes, an hour and a half later. Was it 1 hour and 45?
The Marvel and DC?
Yeah.
It was 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, dying. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. And we got to go hit up another podcast. Maybe we'll talk about it. We'll see you guys next podcast. Peace.